It's Monday, the 23rd of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 22 of App Talk, my very nearly daily podcast for the Audiomo Challenge. Throughout the month of June, I'm attempting to record a new podcast each day. I've had a little bit of a blip recently, which is all the fault of the Brit Mums Live blogging conference, but I'm attempting to catch up and get myself back on track. And today I'm going to talk about a rather super app, which I'm very excited to tell you about, actually. The app is called DragonBox Algebra 5 Plus, developed by a company called We Want to Know AS. It's available on all major platforms. It's a universal app on the iOS platform, it's on Android, and it's on the Amazon App Store. And across all of those platforms, it is £3.99 wherever you buy it. For iOS users, it requires a minimum of iOS version 4. So yes, it will run on the even older devices. And for iPad 1 users, it definitely runs on an iPad 1. For Android and Kindle devices, please check your own compatibility in your own stores. So what is DragonBox Algebra 5 Plus? Well, it's a puzzle game which teaches children how to do maths, and specifically algebra, without them realising that they're learning maths. It was first recommended to me a couple of years ago by a friend of mine called Pawari. And she said that she enjoyed playing it and her kids enjoyed playing it. And at the time, my daughter was possibly a little bit too young for it, but I grabbed it and I quite enjoyed playing it. And it's absolutely inspired. It really is. For those of you who don't know, algebra is that branch of maths where you start solving equations, things like 2x plus 3y equals 5x plus z or something. And where the idea is that you basically try and reduce down both sides of the equation so that you find out what x actually is. This app has been developed by a former maths teacher, and the way that it works is it splits your screen in half. And on one side, there's a box with a dragon in it, which is the dragon box. And then on the rest, on both sides, you can get cards with different pictures on. And the idea is basically you have to try and remove the cards by pairing them off in order to get the dragon box on its own. And then you've solved the equation, as it were. And so it starts off very, very simple. No letters, no numbers. It's just a box and some cards with pictures on. Later on, as you progress through the game, the cards are replaced with numbers and with variables, and the whole thing starts to look a bit more like algebra. But just to start off, it's a very, very, very gentle introduction. What I love is it's written as a game, but it's hugely, hugely educational. And it kind of plays much like Angry Birds or any of the other typical kind of games, you know, cut the rope, whereby you start at the beginning and as you work through each level, the next level unlocks. So it keeps you very much in a fixed pattern. It doesn't let you sort of run before you can walk, if you like. And it makes you feel like you're playing this game again. And as I've said before, I know several adults that enjoy playing it as well. Is there anything I think that it could do better? I really don't. You know, this is one of those I recommend this app unquestioningly kind of apps. In terms of what parents need to know, this app is very much aimed at kids. Obviously, it's called DragonBox Algebra 5 Plus, implying that it's aimed at kids aged 5 and above. In the Apple App Store, it's categorised as suitable for ages 6 to 8. You might be able to start with slightly younger kids if they're very clued up about this style of game. But like I said, I tried it with my daughter probably when she was just 5 or possibly even a little younger, and she didn't really get it. She's now 6.5 and I need to gradually reintroduce it to her again and try and get her engaged in it. Again, in terms of what parents need to know, there's no in-app purchasing, there's no advertising. The price you pay up front is the price you pay for the app, and you've then got the whole app. There's a parents area on the homepage, which once you've tapped on it, you then get the instruction to press and hold for 3 seconds, and then it will actually let you in. So there's a little bit of protection from accidental tapping from fingers. Inside the parents area, there's links out to the App Store and the developer sites. There's a privacy policy, although it does state actually within that area they never pass on personal information, which is kind of the key part of the privacy policy. There's also a link to the age 12 plus version, because since they released this app, they have also released one suitable for older kids. Now, I haven't looked at that at all, but if you have got older kids, that might be worth checking out. There's also an options screen accessible from the home screen where you can change the language, and it's available in multitudinous languages. And there's also volumes for both the music and the sound. So in summary, what do I think about this app? I think this is a genuinely innovative app. I love the way it kind of gamifies learning. It's taken a very serious piece of maths, one that a lot of kids find difficult to get the concept of, and it's just turned it into a complete game and made it fun and made it interesting and made it the kind of thing that kids want to do. So it doesn't say, here's a really educational app so you can learn maths. It just says, here's a fun game. And it's kind of like a side effect that you learn the maths while you're doing it. So I just think it's brilliant. Pardon me, I'm still recovering my voice from the weekend. I think it is absolutely brilliant. And I think if you've got kids in that sort of age group, it's always nice to find a really educational app for those slightly older kids, and I just think this is absolutely brilliant. So it comes highly recommended. All the information that I'm giving out in this podcast is correct at the time of the recording, but stuff can change in the App Store really quickly, so please check prices and compatibility before making any purchase based on my recommendations. You can find all the other episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and they're also copied across to my blog, which is www.geekmummy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.